Hey everyone, this is Dana with BAD, Blessed Anointed Destined LLC, the original BAD Queen of the Round Table. Want to encourage you to listen to my other podcast, which is called BAD Queens of the Round Table. I wanted to talk to you guys because there was something in my heart as I was preparing to go to bed. It has been a truly long day, and I've looked at myself like, hey girl, you know you're staying up later, and I'm like, why am I staying up later? I don't need to stay up later. But there's a few things that have been going on in my life, and I just thank and praise God for those things. But as I was getting ready for bed, something dropped in my spirit, you know, that I don't want to share with you in great detail, which I will do in the next segment, or not next segment, but in the next episode. But I want to prelim that with this. I was feeling like I need a round table of prophets, and that's really the truth. That's a truth. That is like so honestly the truth. I need a round table of prophets, and not people that, you know, are just, yes, I'm prophet such and such, and I'm invited to all the conferences to speak. Not that person. I'm talking about the person who, you know, sits back and watches everything because they're actually listening to the Holy Spirit say something to them. I need the prophet who, you know, is so afraid to speak out of turn. One, because they don't want to get ahead of God, and two, some of what is going to come out of their mouth just sounds so strange. I need people at the round table that just know that they are who they are, period. And I share that because the things that I want to share with you guys in the next episode kind of tie into the last episode of Transitions. And it ties in because there are some things that God has been revealing that just doesn't make sense. And I recall a conversation I had via Facebook inbox with a wonderful, wonderful woman of God who said to me, hey, do not curb your prophetic in this season. The people who need it are going to take it, basically, and the people who don't, it doesn't matter if they don't understand, you know. And so that had been my concern, you know, over time. But, you know, I do realize that God has made us a peculiar people. I have had to remind that to other ministers over the past 24, 48 hours, especially when they're trying to do things the world's way. And having a prophetic roundtable is not for us to just shoot out prophecies or whatever to whoever's at the table. It is for us to talk and to say, you know, what has God shown you regarding this, regarding the end time, or regarding, I guess, you know, preparing the people. You know, what has God shown you? And, you know, and this is, I'm just saying, but, you know, maybe I want to say God has shown me going into some kind of spaceship and I don't really understand what that means. Or God has shown me that, you know, I'm just not ready for this next thing that, you know, it's what it comes down to is, you know, if God is talking and we don't understand, and, you know, we're praying and we're reading the word and we're tying some things in, do we have people in our circle that will either understand, or they'll pray with us, or they'll, you know, people that you feel comfortable saying, hey, this is what's happened to me. And then that opens up real dialogue. That is where we need to be. And it's hard. Don't get me wrong. It's hard because sometimes you feel like, well, you're interviewing people, you know, you have to interview these so-called prophets because some people just don't get it, or some people just don't understand it. And some people are just, and then you find some people are just not like you. And that's why the roundtable is so important. And not the bad queens of the roundtable, but the prophetic roundtable is so important, because the people around you have to know, no, you ain't crazy. No. Not because they have the same experience, but because they know God. And so I want to encourage you, even as you listen to my different segments, and thank you all so much for the support. And please share these podcasts with your friends. And if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. But this is where, you know, it's great that we have these platforms, because somebody has to be able to hear our voice and say, no, you're not crazy, and here's what's actually happening. Or, no, you're not crazy, go to scripture, scripture verse, blah, 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 study that, and then talk to us about what God has revealed to you, because I think you'll find your answer there. Sometimes we just have to push a person, but sometimes we just have to say, no, you are not crazy. It's what God is showing you. Let me help you get the answer. Let's pray together. Let's read together. You are my brother. You are my sister in Christ. It's just that simple. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast, Vision and Dreams. Again, I am Dana Williamson with Bad, Blessed, and Learned, Destined, LLC, the original Bad Queen of the Roundtable. This has been Bad FBI. God bless.